Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, this is a multi-part message, but I'm going to do it in 5 minutes. Matter of fact, I'm going to set the timer and let's see what comes out as a result. But essentially, I'm continuing my series on life is not happening to you, life is happening through you. And I'm giving you some wisdom and guidance as to a way to shift the energy within you so you can create a different result in your life. So we're going to talk about believing in yourself. But as I was writing notes for believing in yourself, it went into value. So actually, I'm going to talk about value. And I've done a show on valuing yourself. This has been coming up a lot. I've been seeing people who don't value themselves. And as a result, they don't value anybody else. And very much like when I was talking about the childhood issues, when people have unresolved childhood issues, and it could be that self-value is rooted in a childhood issue. I don't know, but we're talking about just self-value right now. When you don't value yourself, you push everything you're praying for away. And a lot of times it's present, like it's already in your life and you push it away because you don't value yourself. So it's two parts. I think believing in yourself is one energy, but I think you need to believe in yourself and value yourself at the same time. And you need to value yourself and believe in yourself at the same time. And so only you can do that work. What makes you valuable to you? What makes you believe in yourself? And have that conversation and with you, contemplate on it, meditate on it, pray on it, and say, hey, if I really valued myself, what would I do? What would I think? How would I feel on a day-to-day basis? What would I believe about myself? And one of the ways you can do that is just start talking yourself up, you know, like you just start talking about that you're valuable, right? Like, hey, I'm valuable. Things I do is valuable. My smile is valuable. My presence in a room is valuable. My conversation, people being able to have a conversation with me. I was going to say conversate. Where did I get that? That's from a movie or something. Converse, people's ability to converse with me, my ability to converse with others makes me valuable. Waking up in the morning makes me valuable. Breathing makes me valuable. Talk yourself up. And I know you're probably like, but Amy, aren't we supposed to be humble? Not like that. That's not humble, right? Like not talking yourself up keeps doors shut. I'm watching this show, super pumped about the Uber guy. And yeah, like the writers are doing a great job of making him likable and disgusting all at the same time. But one of the ways he was able to navigate the Silicon Valley landscape and build such a company was he was willing to talk himself up. Everybody else in the room might have thought he had a bad meeting, but he thought he had a good one. Right. So, and no, I don't want you to be delusional in any way, shape, or form. I had a client ask me that recently. She's like, but Amy, how do I not be delusional? I'm like, well, just stay rooted in your truth. Like, hey, I gave it my best shot, or I did this really well and I could have improved on this, but why do I need to harp on what I didn't do well? I prepared, I showed up, showing up, being prepared. These are all ways that you can back you talking yourself up with belief, right? With fact, it's not delusional if you're doing the work based on what you say, right? If you're just talking yourself up and you're not doing anything, yeah, that's delusional, but you're probably not listening to my program. So you don't need to be humble in the way in which we've been taught. As a matter of fact, that's the misuse of humble. You need to be confident in who you are, what matters to you, your values, your intelligence, what you know to be true, what you hold as truth, what you are willing to participate in. Be firm in that. Talk yourself up. Tell the world energetically that you are worthy and deserving of value. You have to value yourself and then treat yourself accordingly, right? Treat yourself accordingly. One of the ways I realized that I had to check myself on self-value was what I was allowing myself to listen to. Not just, you know, my clients, that's my job. Yeah, right. And what I choose to engage entertainment-wise, that's entertainment, right? But people outside of that, in my social circles, conversations I was willing to just even listen to, people like to talk to me. But just because people like to talk to me doesn't mean I need to listen. I mean, if I'm being paid to listen, absolutely. That's my job. I love my job. I love helping people. But I'm talking about just random ass conversations. I was always finding myself getting into them. Like, I go out to take the trash out, next thing I know, I'm talking to a neighbor, or a friend calls me up just to rant about some crazy thing with their boyfriend. And I was like, Amy, do you want to use your time like this? Do you want to fill your mind with this nonsense? I was like, no, I'm valuable, right? And so I don't have to listen to this and I don't have to engage it. But there was this part of me that was like, well, I have to be a nice person and nice people listen to everything. Well, if I spend 2 hours talking to a neighbor I didn't want to talk to, I didn't get my exercise in, I still have to go back in and do all the work I need to do, that means I might miss out on TV or sleep, and that's just not okay. So then that means I'm taking away from my work? No, it's not worth it, because I may never see that neighbor again, right? And I had to say I'm too valuable. And when I started to do that, all that, the crazy neighbors stopped showing up. The conversations stopped happening. I also just stopped participating in them. I'm like, no, I'm not going out with you. Not picking up that call. Nope. Right? And anyone that would make you believe that you are not valuable, don't spend any time with them. Don't listen to them. Don't even hear it. Just don't be in the energy of. We think, particularly codependent people and self-saboteurs, we think we can be around negative energy and we get to be the light in the space. But I'm sorry, I know I've heard many spiritual teachers say, like, oh, well, the light will always overcome the dark. Yeah, that's true. But if you're being just flooded with darkness, yes, you might be holding the light, but on some level, you start to wear it your self-worth. You start to wear it your self-value. Get away from that. You don't have to be in that. You don't have to listen to that. There are billions of people on this planet. Spend time with people who value you, and that'll start to shift your consciousness. So value yourself, and then you'll value other people. Like, really. Really decide that you're going to value yourself. You get this life. No one's going to value you if you don't value you. So take the time, do the work, journal on it, talk to yourself about it. Like, hey, how can I show myself I value myself more, right? How can I do what I say I'm going to do? How can I show up vibrant and wonderful and amazing and prepared? How can I talk myself up and back it up with action? Yeah. Put you first. Try for a month. Put you first for a month and see if you don't start valuing yourself more. And you'll be happier and you'll feel better in your body and money will start to show up and life just gets easier and easier and easier. All right, my loves. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. If you've already turned the corner and you're like, yes, girl, I value myself. I heard that podcast. I did the work. Now I'm ready to go to my next level. Then call me. Let's work together. I want to help you manifest the life of your dreams, and not just a little dream. The really big, juicy, amazing dream that you know you are worthy and deserving of. Thank you for listening to this program. It's an honor to serve you. Take care.